Hello, hello. Welcome to our monthly meditation service. Today is June 23rd, 2026, and my name is Reverend Claudia. I'm one of the directors here at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, and I will be your guide for tonight's monthly meditation service. So, wherever you currently are on this planet, in your body, I invite you to find a quiet place for the next half hour. Maybe relax in a comfortable chair or on a sofa where you can sit upright with your feet on the ground, if that is possible for your body. So as the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii is a virtual global school, you are also landed all together in our virtual meditation space. There are comfy chairs in a big semicircle. There's a table with beautiful flowers and lit candles, and soft sunlight shining through the windows. This is a sanctuary held by the teachers and directors of the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii in a vibration of acceptance and validation for each of you here and for all of you listening to this via download as well. So, if this is your first time, welcome. And if you have been here before, maybe even have taken the foundation class and are familiar with the two foundational tools we will be using, welcome as well. This is a guided meditation, so no prior experience is necessary, and we will lead you through it. But before we start, let me introduce Robin. Robin is my assistant tonight, and she's holding space for us, keeping the place grounded and the energy flowing. Thank you, Robin, for holding space for us tonight, and you can say hi to everybody.
Thank you, Claudia, and hello to everybody. Welcome today. It's a lovely, lovely journey we'll all go on together.
Yeah. So during our meditation, you will be muted, and I see Robin muted almost everybody from you already. And should you encounter any technical difficulties, then you can use the raised hand function on your Zoom screen here down below, and Robin will check in with you. There are more people coming in. Okay. So after the meditation, there will be a space for questions where you can use that same raised hand function as well. But enough housekeeping. Let's get started. So sit back, close your eyes, and relax. Become aware of your physical body in the chair with your feet on the ground. Bring your attention to your breath and take a deep breath in and out. Take another breath in and out. And a deep breath in and out. Relax your breath and continue breathing and just stay aware of the flow of your breath without any force or effort. Our meditations are meditations in the body. There are other meditations, other meditation techniques, which work without being out of the body. But at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, we meditate while being aware of and being in the body. We validate, that spirit in the body presence. So bringing your attention to your breath already validates your body. The first foundational tool we will be applying tonight validates your body as well. It is called a crowning cord. So a crowning cord is a line of energy that connects your physical body with the center of the earth. And you can create your own mental image picture of a crowning cord. It can be anything. It can be a tube of light. It can be an animal tail. A tree trunk can be a water, maybe a construction shoot or a vegetable. How about a stalk of rhubarb? Whatever you can imagine. Yeah, find that image for your grounding cord that you want to use tonight. You use this grounding cord to facilitate the release of energy. It also centers and supports and grounds your physical body. So let's picture again what you want to create as your grounding cord. Near the top end of this grounding cord, it gets attached to the bottom of your spine where your tailbone is. So at your first chakra, also called the root chakra. And the bottom end of this crowning cord, that gets anchored in the center of this planet. So imagine that upper end connecting to your body. And then see the lower end following gravity and going into the earth, deeper and deeper through layers of earth, pockets of air, fire, water, more earth, going past gemstones, crystals, and minerals until it reaches the very center of this planet and is connected there. And make this grounding cord wide. Make it at least as wide as the chair you are sitting in. This will help you to release any energies that don't serve you right now, as we delve into today's topic. The crowning cord can take those energies and free yourself from them. Our topic today is rooting for the self. So, rooting for the self, being your own biggest cheerleader, supporting your own growth and development as a spirit in a body. We have a saying that where your attention goes, your energy flows. And you want to bring your attention to the self, the one with a capital S, that wholeness of your spirit and your body. And this is the essence of all that you are, so that you can care and nurture it into bloom, into presence and expression in your life. Does that sound good? There's nothing that you have to become. It is more an awareness of your spirit's presence at any step of your life journey. And the communication between your spirit and your body that you can cultivate in your meditations, so that you can find your own answers and freedom of choice. Are you breathing? Are you releasing? Now, there can be many energies that get accumulated in our spaces and that get in the way of us connecting to ourselves. Not enough time is one of them. In the German language, there is the dismissive phrase gazing at one's navel for meditating. So my day is so busy that I don't have enough time for navel gazing. Or I want to, but not right now. There will be time when the kids are grown, the project is done, the holidays are over, I will be in retirement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you have any of those energies in your space, whether you are aware of them or not, then set the intention to release them out through the crowning cord, out of your space. They will get absorbed, processed, and recycled by the earth. So just let them go, and no fears that you contaminate the earth. They can handle all of that energy and just recycle it. So bring your attention to self. To get to know what you are about is the base for anything that you want to create in this life. And without it, you might find yourself building upon foreign blueprints. And then you end up with something and you wonder, why did you create that? So how about another one of those energies that can get in the way? How about paying too much attention to oneself? Paying too much attention to oneself as seeing to be selfish, egoistic, come at the expense of others. Does any of those words or thoughts ring familiar? So let them shoot all out through the crowning cord and release those bindings, those judgments. So often, what is dubbed selfish by others just means that you didn't meet their expectations and demands. So let's release those expectations and demands from your space. Don't forget to breathe. Just let go. Well, you become aware, you know, where the tension leaves your body when, while you're releasing that. You can have other people's energies in your space, your family, colleagues, neighbors, friends, and foes. Everybody has an idea of who you are and what you are about. But the only one who can really answer this is yourself. All those others see you through their own stories and lenses. And so now you can imagine them tumbling out through the crowning cord, as their energy doesn't serve neither them or you when it is in your space. So release the energies of others out of your space. And when you release the energy, it goes back to them and it allows them to have more of themselves. So by moving this out, you actually are helping them as well. And maybe you see who is tumbling out of your space. Yeah, just let go. Yeah, you don't have to hold on to anyone in your space. So our own self-image and expectations of ourselves, that can veil the way view to our whole self as well. It obstructs the clarity. So maybe you grew up and were told that you are good at school, or the opposite, that school means struggle for you, and maybe you still see yourself through this image. Or you can hold the thought that you are good at accounting but lousy at art. And your spirit might have the intention to expand your creativity through an artistic endeavor in this life. But if you hold on to those old images, it might not come into your experience at all. So let's set the intention of releasing any old and outdated self-image that holds you back. Just see it just floating down through that crowning cord, out of your space. Beautiful. Yay. So let go of any fears. Become aware if there are any fears in your body, in your space that you can release. Maybe there's resistance, you know, holding on to an old image. So let go of that. See it going out of your space. You also can release any foreign influence that wants to superimpose itself on you. So you might not know what it is, but you can set the intention. So if there's any foreign energy in my space, I just let it go. I have this crowning cord and I release it. Don't forget to breathe. Let's release any tension or pain from your physical body. Maybe you might have some tension in your shoulder, or came in with a slight headache, or whatever is in your awareness where there is tension or pain. You can see that going out through the grounding cord. Let go of any tightness or restriction. Beautiful, you are releasing a lot. So you're creating more space. And as you're creating more space, you want to fill this space with energies that support yourself. And for that, we will play with our secondary foundational tool, which is called a golden sun. And you can see the image of a radiant golden sun above yourself, with all that gold being your own true energy. You might be aware that the summer solstice was last Sunday, and it's the day with the longest period of sunlight in the northern hemisphere. And so we want to take advantage of that energetic cosmic support to give ourselves as much golden sunlight as we can. So you can imagine your two hands as psychic see-through hands and see them reaching up and bringing this golden sun right into your space. And you can see it illuminating your head, your torso, your arms, your legs, your hands and fingertips, your feet and toes, your crowning cord with that magnificent golden light, filling yourself up with yourself. Yeah, you got it. And now we want to create a couple more of those golden suns. And this time, we will put in each of those suns a quality, an energy that strengthens your self-support. So, right away, see another golden sun above you. And you can fill it up with more of your light. And now put the intention of self-compassion in it. That ability to laugh at your own mistakes and treating yourself with kindness when there are setbacks. Oh, you want to give yourself more self-compassion? Yeah, see it filling up in that golden sun. And maybe it's a little chunk, maybe it's a big chunk that you're bringing in. Take those psychic hands and bring that golden sun in. And let's shower yourself with self-compassion. And when you have fully absorbed that sun, you can create another one above you. And in that next sun that radiates above, now you can fill in self-love. This ability to love yourself right as you are, as that gorgeous spirit in a body that is brave enough to have a human experience and to go through the ups and downs of life and to learn from each experience. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. That can have a lot of self-love. So see all that self-love just filling itself up, in that golden sun. All the self-love you can give yourself at this current moment. Yeah, when that sun looks like it really wants to burst from all this gold and all the self-love that's in it. And you can see it pouring into your space like liquid honey, giving yourself that sweetness and just seeing that golden honey just going into your head and your neck and your shoulders, and your arms, your hands, your fingertips, your torso. Oh, filling up your hips and your legs and your feet and your toes. Everything is, is connected to that sweetness of self-love. And now, in the following sun, you can see it again above the top of your head. And see it filling up with more of yourself, with more of that gold. And in this golden sun, you can put in the quality of believing in yourself. The trust that whatever is the energetic weather you encounter on the outside, you will find a way through it that is within you. That you have the knowledge and the wisdom and the connection to your spirit that will get you through that. So see that golden sun filling itself up with that trust, with that belief in yourself, and reclaim that trust. Take those hands, grab that sun, bring it in, and fill those inner reservoirs with that gold. So that you can draw from it when it's needed. Because we cannot control the weather, but we can sure have tools to go find our way through it. Oh, you're filling yourself up with all that gold. Go and see them being radiant. So, how about creating another golden sun? And that sun that you see appearing now, that brings even more of you here in. And you can also fill it with a lot of care for your well-being. Care for your well-being, your happiness, and growth. You want to give yourself some more care, some more awareness. Yeah, care and gratitude for your physical body. Oh, see that sun filling itself up with that. Or maybe you even want to enlarge the sun, make it double as big. There's no limit, how big of a sun you can bring in to your space. Yes, allow yourself to have that as well. Just pouring into your space. Bringing more illumination, more light, and filling yourself up from the tip of your hair to down to your toes. And just watch yourself filling up, allowing yourself to have all of that gold. Now, I invite you to let a couple more suns appear. You can stack them up, like ice cream scoops, on a cone. And you can fill those suns with qualities that you want to give yourself right now. Maybe you have some very clear vision of what you want to give yourself. Maybe more peace. Maybe you want to give yourself more laughter, or maybe more ease on, or whatever you see for yourself that you want to give yourself in this present moment. That can support your havingness of yourself. And you can see those golds that's just filling themselves up with those qualities. Yeah? can even write the names of those qualities in those golden suns. And see, this is your creation. This is you yourself giving yourself what you need. And when those suns are like looking like they are full, you know, three big scoops of golden suns, or five, or 10, how many you are seeing, then you just put them on trip and see them coming in one after the other, you know, in their own time. You know, could be right now, could be a process, you know, that goes on while we're ending this meditation. But set the intention that they are coming in and illuminating you and filling you and enriching you so that you can have more and more of yourself. Great, yes. You're so bright and shiny. It's a pleasure to see that. Yes. So, So let's bend forward, touch the ground. Straighten yourself up and shake your shoulders. Bring some movement back into your physical body. You know, open your eyes, come out of the meditation. Maybe give yourself a hug, you know, validate that body. And yeah, so I have some announcements about upcoming events at the center. So on June 27th, that's a Saturday, this Saturday, or the upcoming Saturday, yes, at 12 p.m. Pacific, we have our June Aura Healing Clinic. And that's a free event. It's open for beginners. It fills up very quickly, but maybe there's still some space. It's a great healing experience. Then on Tuesday, June 30th at 6 p.m. Pacific, we have a workshop, Finding Grace and Awareness During the Transformation of Menopause. That is with Reverend Lisa French. Oh, that's a course that's not given very often. So if that speaks to you, definitely take that. And you will find the fees and more information on our website about that. And then on July 1st at 5 p.m. Pacific, we have the next women's workshop, so Female Energies and Tears. That also is with Reverend Lisa Friends and is open to beginners. And our next foundation courses, you know, where you learn more about those tools that we just introduced and also more tools to just to create a base for your clairvoyance and for your havingness of self. Yeah. And awareness. Then the next classes are starting. There's one starting July 7th at 5 p.m. Pacific. No, sorry, that is what is another one. So the there is a okay July 1st at 7th at 5 p.m. Pacific. There's an introduction to clairvoyance. So yeah, which basically gives you know what can you expect about that. So and that is free. So if you get curious about it, and then the foundation courses that are starting is next one is on Monday, July 13th. There's a Monday class at 4 p.m. Pacific. It's a 12-week course. And if Mondays don't work, then the following that would be a Sunday class again, 12 weeks, starting Sunday, September 27th at 11 a.m. Pacific. Yeah, so that's our upcoming events. And I thank you for coming in. If you have any question, let's unmute everybody, Robin. Looking for it.
Where yeah, is it? I got, let's see, it's going to end. There you go.
Oh, I got it. Almost everybody. There's three more that you need to unmute. Okay, so I thank you for coming in, but if you have any questions, raise your hand. We're still hanging out here. And otherwise, have a great week, have a great month, and maybe we see you at the next monthly meditation.